Now he states this in theological terms in a most wonderful way here. And this is the theological explanation of what happened to him. Verse 9, "And be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith." Now, this is the verse that old Baptist John Bunyan, walking through the cornfields at night, wondering how he could stand before God, and he made this statement. He says, "When I came to Christ, I didn't just see myself as a sinner. I saw myself as sin. From the crown of my head to the sole of my feet, I was sin. And when I came to him, I saw that I had nothing, and he had everything." And this is the verse that came to him, he said that night, walking through the cornfield, "Be found in him, not having mine own righteousness." Now, his own righteousness, as he makes it clear, it's of the law. That is, law-keeping. He could boast of the fact he kept the Sabbath day. And Paul says, "Now let no man judge you about a Sabbath day. God's not going to judge me, and I'm not going to let you judge me." You can make your statement, but your statement won't stand because of the fact that mine own righteousness, I could boast of the fact that I preach so many times during the year, that I have a daily radio program. But these things are nothing, friends. They count for nothing for salvation. Mine own righteousness is a legal righteousness, and God has already said the righteousness of man's filthy rags in his sight, and God is just not taking in dirty laundry. He's taking in dirty sinners, and he's the one that'll clean them up. Now, he had therefore given up his claim to all of his own righteousness. Now, my friend, when you come to Christ, you come as a bankrupt. You have nothing to offer him. Let's look at that. Let's tell it like it is. What have you got that God can use? I remember speaking several years ago to the Hollywood Christian group, and there had been a young couple converted, and they were talented kids. They had been in nightclubs, and they were attractive kids. They were beautiful people. On the human side, they had everything. And they called on him for a testimony before I spoke. And he gave this kind of a testimony, that he'd been converted now, and he's going to take this wonderful talent that he had and use it for Jesus. And so after I had finished teaching that night, I got with them at a table where they had coffee and cookies. And I said to him, "I have a question that I would like to ask you. It sort of bothers me. You made the statement that you have a wonderful talent to use for Jesus. I'd like to know what your wonderful talent is. You danced in the nightclub. You sang in a nightclub. You told stories in a nightclub. You think Jesus could use that?" Well, he said he hadn't thought of it like that. I said, "Look, when you come to Christ, you come as a bankrupt. You don't offer him anything. You come with nothing. You are a beggar. You are a bankrupt. You have nothing. And he has everything. And he offers it to you. Be found in him, not having mine own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God," and the important word is by faith. It's the only way in the world you can get it. You can't work for it. You can't buy it. You can't steal it. You just trust him. You honor God when you believe him. And that righteousness came about because when he died on the cross, he subtracted your sins. And when he rose again from the dead, it's for your justification, your righteousness. And you stand before God in Christ, not in yourself. You and I can't stand before him. May I say to you, God can't even stand us, friends. We're not attractive. The very fact he loved us and gave himself for us is the most amazing statement that can possibly be made.